2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, again, the lily has been painted. The lily has been painted. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. The gold has been gilded. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you do. And even if you don't, there's a reason you went to our website, so like it. Yeah, that's please.
Someday.
Updates, posts.
Someday you'll get it.
Yes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. On Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you're breaking out a little bit. It's a little fuzzy. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, the phone lines are accessible. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Got a lot to talk about today, so you're going to want to jump in, break into the conversation. You have 53 countries listening to you, as well as the United States of America. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. On Facebook just this past, well, I think it was yesterday, actually. I got one of those bubble things in my throat. On Facebook, you posted a picture, when was it, last summer, I think we were out there with Ray Comfort on Huntington Beach doing some open-air preaching.
Yeah.
It's caused a lot of comments, actually. Two people in particular, Mike Myers said, "Hey, nice seeing you two together," referring to Bradley and Ray. Now, Bradley's a bit shorter. Or not Bradley. Ray's a bit shorter.
Ray thought it would be funny to have me walk on the street while he was on the curb.
So Bradley, walk down there. Walk down there.
Yes, that's his humor.
Videotaping the two of them. But there they were, out on the pier in Huntington Beach, Florida. Also, too, Philip Mack said, "Nice. Two of my biggest heroes in the same space." And folks, I think the reason that people deem that or tag that to both Bradley and Ray is because of the Spirit of Christ that operates in them. And Phil, Mike, you guys have the same opportunity to have that Holy Ghost running through your veins to set the precedence that these two men are.
Let me set the record straight, though. On that particular day, Jakey, you got up and street preached. I did not. Ray said, Bradley, is there anything that you would like to say? And I said to Ray, I said in private, I said, Ray, I'll start a fight right here in the middle of the, right on this pier here.
It's been a good video.
In Huntington Beach, California, because of who he was dealing with and the vulgarity and the disrespect that they were showing to my Christ. It was over the top, friends. It was an atheist mocking. It was a homosexual mocking. It is over the top. And by the way, friends, there used to be laws in this land that would throw people in the slammer.
Blasphemy.
Oh, that's exactly right. Blasphemy. But now I guess it's called free speech. No, it's called licentiousness, friends.
That's right.
And you have grace mixed up with licentiousness. You got it backwards.
And it destroys our rights. But if you look out on the streets, the same people you're talking about, these mentally ill, irate, erotic, psychotic people.
There's no question about it.
You just stand next to them for just a minute and you'll get exactly what we're talking about. I don't mean to pull you out of the bubble that maybe some of you are in within your churches and your community of conservative friends, but it's a real world out there. And then you take that same mentality, which is trying to edge its way, and I know we're going to talk about it today on the show.
Yeah, they're assaulting.
Trying to edge its way into getting a hold of the law. If nobody's read the book by Frederick Bastiat called The Law, it's about how they use, those that are criminals, want to get a hold of the law to turn the law against itself. Yeah. Which is using the force against
And the way they do that, it looks like law, smells like law, it has the color of law,
but it's
not law, friends. A cop cannot be a drug dealer and call that rightful law or righteous law.
That's exactly right. The cop has to suffer consequence because we're all ruled by law. Just recently now, actually, News with Views will be posting a column this tonight as we're talking right now. He's working on that. But also, too, we've been released on about six or seven other outlets today on Bradley's latest column. So I encourage you to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to check that out. Also, too, the store is up. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. You can get your own T-shirt. We have a T-shirt that I want to talk about just for a second. We did an email blast on it yesterday. Yes, we do have the polos for Sons of Liberty. This particular T-shirt has the picture of the gentlemen that are pushing up the flag, the Marines, in World War II in Iwo Jima. And it says, the price of freedom, ask a veteran to understand that price. And, of course, we all understand that because they understood it. And that's the depiction on the front of the shirt. On the back, it says, for the price of redemption, ask the Son of God, and has a picture of Christ crucified, paralleling the two together.
Yeah, well, if you look at the front, you do see the price paid for your liberties because Jesus taught natural analogies so you could understand spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. So when you turn the T-shirt over so it goes from the natural to the spiritual, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world.
Yep.
And it really exemplifies the point to a T. There is natural price to be paid for freedom, and there is definitely a spiritual price that was paid. The difference is men may be dead, but Christ is alive forevermore.
That's right.
And we serve the living God. Amen.
And that T-shirt is preaching, just like Bradley
said. People love it. They say it was that T-shirt that got my attention.
We're at the state fair. I mean, guys can be, 20, 30 yards off, and they're just staring at the T-shirt, and they'll come to the booth and say, I want one of those. And it preaches, just like you said.
It
goes to the natural, shows the veterans. Everybody understands that. A carnal man understands that. And then it flips it over and shows the spiritual price of freedom.
This is the message, friends, that the enemy of your soul and the enemies in government do not want you to see. Because once the next generation understands the price that was paid for the freedoms that you now have, they will not tolerate anybody to disrespect or desecrate that memory in a million years.
There's the power. That's the power of the cross.
That's
will
the
not
heart.
Be overcome.
That's the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ right there. Christ crucified is the pearl that belongs to the church.
Amen. And the church will defend it once they see it. This generation will defend it once they see it as they are today.
Well, the way they are today is defending their sin against the cross.
That's
they got it completely backwards to their own condemnation. If you don't live for the blood, it's going to be there to condemn you. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back. Get ready to be offended, friends. You really are going to be offended.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. organization by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Got lots to talk about today. But firstly, what we want to do is pull up a segment between Mr. O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly. If you remember right, last week, Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly really stepped into it. They started talking about how the homosexuals were winning the debate. Well, the fact of the matter is you're not pulling the curtain back, and neither are these people. They just don't want to. They want to appease the conscience of everybody. They want to be friends with everybody, friends. And how they do that, oh, it's got to be a terrible place to be. It really does. But in saying that, O'Reilly said, you know, we got to quit Bible thumping. Well, that didn't go over too good, because what happened is Rush Limbaugh, of all people, started to actually stand up for the Bible thumpers, which 78% of America and its populace happen to be Bible thumpers. So in saying that, friends, we are a Christian nation, so you understand that. And I want you to hear the absolute ignorance that comes out of this man's mouth, because this guy is an arrogant piece of work. I wish O'Reilly had the guts to pull me onto a show for 5 minutes, because he is so used to just riding over the top of everybody and anybody.
Women, namely.
Oh, yeah. And I am so tired of this, and I'm humored by the man. He's smart, but he's stupid in the sense of judgment. He falters at the base of heart. He has foolishness lodged in his brain, and he thinks he knows everything because he went to Harvard.
Ooh.
Well, the fact of the matter is maybe he wants to do a little homework and see what Harvard's motto is. And was. By the way, it still is. So in saying that, here's a little contention going on between him and Laura Ingraham. And I just picked this up, but I want you to hear the absolute ignorance on the behalf and the arrogance and the defensiveness of this O'Reilly character. And friends, get the word out there. Anytime, any place, O'Reilly, I will do it tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow in New York, live on your studio, just to confront the ignorance that comes out of your mouth and the arrogance that comes out of your mouth. But go for it. Listen to this contention, Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly. Listen carefully.
I made a very, very honest point, and you just see it was a correct point, that if you're going to stand up for heterosexual marriage and exclude gay marriage, if you're going to do that, you've got to do it outside the Bible. You can't cite the Bible because you'll lose if you do
right, but
it.
Listen to this. Stop. Jake, did you hear what this man said?
Yeah.
What is his reference to the contention that's going on in the country in the first place?
It all goes back to the Bible.
It all goes back to the Bible.
It has to. It's a moral absolute. It's the only moral absolute, and law is absolute.
Well, light exposes darkness,
yep.
And if the dark side is angry with the light, then what are they angry with if it's not true
it's like saying
that
you,
God is in charge?
You can't argue light by using the creator of light. Well, that's retarded. You can't argue law. You can't argue, let's just call it constitutional policy, unless you can talk about law. You can't talk about law unless you talk about the lawgiver. That was the stupidest statement I've ever heard him make.
It reminds me of the case that took place down south. David Barton talked about it with wall builders.
Mm-hmm.
The judge dismissed the case because thou shalt not kill was on the wall because the man killed.
Yep. This man was
folks,
a murderer.
This is the stupidity.
Yep.
That these people, this is the level of a lack of intellectual common sense that it's transpiring into from.
Yep.
This is ridiculous. How do you know the difference between right and wrong, Mr. O'Reilly? Mr. I stepped in it all the way around, and you stink. It's like he's got a bag of cheese in his pocket that's
stinky.
Been there for a week.
Yep.
Play the whole thing out from the very beginning, though. I want you to hear, friends, how contentious he gets with Laura Ingraham. Now, to be quite honest with you, I don't have respect for either one of these people because they are there. It's because of people like this that you are where you're at today, friends. I'm not saying everything. I just disagree with a lot of things that they say because they make no reference to who we are.
Prime example is this discussion.
The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
Period. Yep.
Do I need to say anything else?
Harvard-trained Bible ministers. That was the purpose it was established.
Yes.
And in Harvard.
Harvard.
If you even look back at that case you were talking about, David Barton was, the judge, the Ten Commandments from the courtrooms, of course that's where they're going to be. That's law. That's the basis of law. That's why a judge has a job. The jury, therefore, was, they had Ten Commandments on the wall, so they were influenced by it. So then the judge, because this man was convicted of murder, which he committed, there was no beyond a shadow of doubt, he throws
What's he doing in court then,
because
Jake?
He killed!
He committed a crime!
Okay. But because the Bible says thou shalt not kill, we might have incriminated him, the jury might have incriminated him unjustly.
Can you? And this man's on television.
Yeah. Number one cable show in the country.
This is also the man that talks about Abraham Lincoln and was one of the greatest presidents we've had in our history.
Hmm.
Are you kidding me?
He also says he's a Catholic.
Are you kidding me? He was one of the greatest tyrants we've ever had as a president, friends. Now, towards the end of his life, he changed, and I praise God for that. I love redemption. I am a preacher. But, wow. Hey, Billy Bob, did you know that the mottos for Harvard were for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. To make reference to the Bible, you're going to lose?
What
he who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Someone sounds a little defensive here.
Yeah, somebody spit.
This is the reason, America, you are where you're at today.
Yeah.
If it's not O'Reilly, then you have Beck, who thinks he's from Planet Kolob, and you wonder what the problem is in your country, friends. My goodness, and I'm not out there capping on these people because of something that they're doing right. What they're doing right, I commend that. But these people don't make reference to their foundations, and because they don't make reference to their foundation, America sits back and falters back and forth, to and fro with every wind of doctrine, because it's all based on these conservatives and their opinions, rather than the foundations making reference to law. This is how propaganda and illegal agendas go forward, because of idiots like this, friends. Sorry. I'll tell Billy Bob this. Listen to this contention, Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly.
West Palm Beach, Florida. Laura Ingraham. All right. Now, you do a radio talk show that's kind of conservative, and Monica Crowley does the same. She'll be coming up behind you. What do you think about all this?
Well, number one, I would say, Bill, there is a feud. I mean, I think, forget about you and Limbaugh. I mean, both of you are friends of mine, so I'm in this position where I think when you said they have to do more than Bible thump, I don't think you really needed to say that, right?
Well,
I think
well,
you
well,
could
well,
say.
Well, number one, number no, one.
Let,
no, wait, 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 wait. No. We're going to get very specific, as I told you before we're on
here. Yeah, I am going to get specific. If you let me talk, I will get specific.
Well,
can
you,
I finish my sentence?
No, because you made two statements that are fallacious, and I'm going to correct them.
Fallacious.
There's no feud between me and Limbaugh. I don't talk to Limbaugh. I've never said anything about Limbaugh on this program.
I'm talking about the feud about the issue.
There's no feud on my part. I don't care what he says. He can say whatever he wants.
Let me finish.
He doesn't care.
No.
Let me finish.
I
like both of you. Let me.
Thump the Bible. Listen, you're going to look. I'll give you your time. You just keep it.
I adore you. I'm just trying to make a point.
All right. And I'll let you make the point.
I haven't said anything yet.
The thump the Bible deal.
I don't want to get kicked off of Fox, Bill, so I'm going to kiss up to you now.
I don't think you need to use the word thump the Bible.
No.
I think this debate about marriage, whether you have to do more than thump the Bible. Okay, Bill, I think this debate about marriage is a relatively recent one. Supreme Court justices, both appointed by Republicans and Democrats, made that comment during the Prop 8 hearings last week, right? So I think the people who are for traditional marriage, this is new to them. And I think you're right, they haven't been very good at PR. They haven't been very good sometimes at making their argument. And you're right, I believe that a lot of them do have a very deeply held religious belief about what traditional marriage is. You're a Roman Catholic? I know I am too, right? We believe people should be treated with respect. I certainly believe people should be treated with tolerance. There should be a meaningful debate on this. I also think you are correct, and you have been very consistent over the years in your statement about what judges should and should not do. Judges should not legislate from the bench, and you've been extremely consistent with that. Now, I think the left loves to see conservatives fighting about this or that issue.
But there
isn't
totally
any right.
Fighting.
They're exploiting this.
There
they
isn't
always
any fighting. All right. Now, you had your say. That was a good 2 minutes. All right. Number one, there's no feud because I don't participate in the feud. All right. I'm not fighting with anybody. All I'm doing
is
pointing
about conservatives
out. I'm pointing
it
out.
Hashing it out.
I'm pointing out the unfair attacks that are coming from both left and the right. Okay.
Oh.
I made a very, very honest point, and you just conceded it was a correct point. That if you're going to stand up for heterosexual marriage and exclude gay marriage, if you're going to do that, you've got to do it outside the Bible. You can't cite the Bible because you'll lose if you do
right,
it.
Is this guy? Come on. I wish everybody could see Jake's face right now. He's got his face in his hand with his elbow on the glass. Like, is this guy kidding me?
Yeah.
What do you think Billy's dad's names are?
I don't know.
Bob and Mike?
Could be.
You think?
No, it wouldn't be Bob and Mike, because he has to have a guy and a girl to have a
child. But don't make reference to the Bible, saith the devil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinions. And friends, again, I don't know how many times, I'm telling you, I'm ahead of the game, friends. Way ahead of the game. We've been talking about this topic for a long time.
Yep.
These people are the problem. Do you understand? We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, the reason that Laura Ingraham is not shouting down Bill O'Reilly, because she show hosts Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. She's a stand-in when he's gone.
Yeah, well, and you see that if you believe in something, which you could tell that she was obviously perturbed by his statement, she didn't agree with him.
Yeah.
But she did more time kissing his butt. Like,
yes, she did.
Forgive me if I'm saying anything to offend you, Bill. Forgive me if I... No, just confront him. That's the only way he's going to change, number one. And number two, people don't want to watch you become a jellyfish. Your ratings are going to go down again.
Isn't that what he's supposed to be known for, is the fact that
then confront him with the same steam.
Yeah, but... Geez, dude, I mean, Harvard's directives to students, isn't that where he went to college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know.
Let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge. Sound means without error, friends, knowledge and learning. The directive continues. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein.
Using the Bible,
Thank you, sir.
Why was it started? To train Bible ministers.
Okay, well, let's jump over here really quick, because I think this is important for everybody to understand what this is really about, because we see over in Canada, as I've shared 15 times, that the first thing the government did was attack the church. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. The third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old. Folks, California Congresswoman Rep. Jackie Speier, California, wants to federalize a state law to prohibit counseling to change a person's sexual orientation. That doesn't sound that extreme, but pedophilia is a sexual orientation according to this bill as well.
Look at that.
Wait a second. I thought this was about... Wait. Didn't they in California already vote down homosexual marriage?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I was just enlightened today and found out that every state in our union voted down homosexual marriage, and that wasn't good enough. So what they do is, they, because you're not allowing them to force it down your throat, and they don't like your decision, then guess what happens? Then you become a hater or a bigot or whatever the case is. But friends, what's this really about?
I think they just said it.
Under this bill's language, a mental health counselor could be sanctioned if there was an attempt to get a pedophile or gay individual to change his behavior or speak negatively about their behavior as it relates to sexuality.
There it is.
No, no, no. Well, wait a second, friends. No, it's always been about this. Folks, this is the... This is what I've endured.
Yeah, this is how far they've been emboldened now to this point.
Yes, this is what they've been trying to hide.
Yep.
See, this is why they've been attacking me like crazy, business friends.
This is what's behind all the
this
hate.
This is why the professed conservatives won't take a stand. Yep. This is why the professed church won't take a stand, because their kids just aren't worth it. The bill calls on states to prohibit efforts to change a minor's sexual orientation. Even if the minor requests it, saying that it is doing, and in that doing so, it is dangerous and harmful. The text of the legislation does not specifically ban gay conversation or conversion therapy. Instead, it prohibits attempts to change a person's sexual orientation. This is how, folks, the people that are behind these bills are mentally ill. For you to try to reason with unreasonable people is to administer medicine to a dead person. There's no reasoning, friends. Now you are dealing with a criminal mentality. This is criminal. Friends, if I took the books that they teach kids in public schools that they're trying to attempt to throw at your kids today in public schools, if you're foolish enough to have them there, if I was to go in there, memorize the book, and talk to the kids the way that the book teaches them, I would be thrown in jail. This is criminal, friends. Protecting pedophilia? Wait. What is this all about anyways? No, they're becoming afraid that the people are awakening. Folks, this is why the radical homosexuals attack anybody that doesn't agree with their ideology. I just told you why. Sexual orientation change efforts means any practices by mental health providers that seek to change an individual's sexual orientation, the bill says. Notice it's went from the law, the enforcement of law, to now mental health professionals. No, this is an issue of law, friends.
Who are licensed
this by
the
state. This is crime, okay? Pedophilia is not covered as an orientation. However, the Democrats defeated the amendment. Rep. Elsie Hastings, Florida, stated that all alternative sexual lifestyles should be protected under law. They want to protect the criminals, is what they're saying, friends.
That's right.
And accordingly decided that pedophilia is a sexual orientation that should be equally as embraced as homosexuality. Is that why NAMBLA is out there saying sex before 8, before it's too late?
Exactly. And this is the same people. They're all tied together.
Oh, you think?
Look, there's no degree of difference between any of them. You line them all up, you find them. This person. They're all together. It's always been about the kids. It's always been about sexualizing your kids. Molesting your kids is mine.
Going back to Alfred Kinsey, the zoologist from Indiana, who actually used little babies making illegal pornography.
Yep.
Using little babies, friends.
And the studies that he came up with, these same sickos that are in government right now.
No, they're calling for what they're criminals.
Yeah. Criminals. These same statistics that he used in his studies by raping little babies, which is exactly what he was doing, put the stats together, then these stinking freaks, these criminals in Congress, reference his studies in order to justify their stance.
Okay, and now I want you to remember next time, you're hearing this kind of a conversation, friends, where they only talk about the surface issue. They don't want to pull the curtain back on the issue. Why? Because they don't feel that the young people, our posterity, are worth fighting for. Because when you begin to look at what this is all about, it's always what I've always said, friends. There's a lot more to it than what it looks like on the surface. Let me give you the last sentence in this article. Pedophilia is a sexual orientation under California bill. And again, friends, I'm reminding you that this is criminal. It also means that if pedophilia is a sexual orientation, that discrimination laws also apply to pedophiles. That means you cannot block a pedophile from being a preschool teacher or any other high-risk occupation. How's that going to go over when you think kids are going to start to be violated by these people?
Notice.
It's not going to go over very well, is it? No. But remember who's actually enacting or implementing these bills, friends, because they are the criminals indeed. And I don't understand why the American people see this and they sit back. This is, there's people in prison all over the country
right.
for committing crimes
That's
that they're
true.
Meaning to implement, friends. Do you understand this? Well, what happens to them then? Do they get out of prison? No. No, but that's what they're trying to
that's
do.
Right. They would rather have somebody that's perfectly healthy, with a perfect mindset, a law-abiding citizen in prison, and these psychotic people that are in prison out of prison.
Yeah.
Because these particular people, because they've got high enough on the power chain, they don't go to prison. Because people like you listening right now, that was just an average citizen, you talk about this stuff, that's exactly where you'll go.
Oh, Bradley, this is a little extreme. No, let's go back
let's
over to Kinsey's
extreme.
Books really quick. Page 160 and 161, The Human Male. This is a homosexual icon. He said, the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, said the homosexual icon Alfred Kinsey. Extreme trembling, collapse. Kinsey concluded they derived definite pleasure from the situation. This is what you're dealing with, friends. In 2011, New York City Deputy Mayor Linda Gibbs commended the Department of Education for giving students the necessary information about sexual activities and what choices are available to them. This curriculum is taught to 5th graders, 8th graders, and 10th grade students, which will receive standardized testings on, folks, a whole plethora of topics, going and getting condoms. Folks, they even have... This is over the top. They have dating services for people that have certain diseases now. You know what's totally ironic about this, and they're being repaid to their face? You see these people that have AIDS, and you see idiots out there raising millions of dollars to
yes.
stop AIDS. Well, what brings forth the disease AIDS?
Sexual promiscuity.
So if there was no promiscuity that God warned us of, then we wouldn't have any of these issues, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'd have perfect health.
That's right.
Right. But it's interesting, at the end of this article, it actually says, talking about what's going on in New York, teacher William Scharbach was found to have inappropriately touched and held young boys. Respondents' actions at best give the appearance of impropriety and at worst suggest pedophilia, wrote the arbiter. The fox in the chicken coop, who was hired by the union protecting union, before giving the teacher only a reprimand, the teacher didn't deny touching the boy, but denied that it was inappropriate. Friends, again, this is criminal. Within a year after this perversion was implemented into New York schools, an article was released by the Wall Street Journal, good for them, which revealed cases of sexual misconduct by teachers and that teachers' unions were protecting the teachers who received little to no consequence for their crimes against the children that they themselves have violated. What does Scripture say about that? Oh, my gosh. Let's make reference to the Bible, friends, because I'm telling you what, the enemies of God that are making war against him are about to soon, well, they're soon to find out that God does not play. When you touch the fatherless, you touch the innocent, when you go there, friends, I am telling you what, it is not a good place to be. You are hastening judgment upon your country, friends, by tolerating these crimes. When we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about attorney Aaron Bibber in Minnesota, a police captain in Minnesota, Larry Brinken out of California. We actually called him live on the radio. We never got a phone call back. I wonder why. Because they're protecting the criminal homosexual icon Larry Brinken in Los Angeles. And it's pretty interesting. I'm going to tell you some of the things that he had coming up on his website and some of the things he was doing through his interaction, his correspondence with others that were sending him this junk. But, friends, I want to tell you something. This has nothing to do with gay marriage.
No.
Absolutely nothing. It's about suppressing the church and freedom of speech and making a prey out of who I'm talking about, and I'm showing you the fruit. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back. do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Wow, 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 wow. Boy, oh boy.
I almost said it gets better.
I just can't believe this. Larry Brinken openly manifested his perversion. He was arrested in California on June 22nd for possession of horrific child pornography, a felony offense. Brinken served a 22-year tenure at the Human Rights Commission and the Board of Supervisors, even declared the week of February 1st, 2010, Larry Brinken Week. Huh. A search warrant issued by the San Francisco Police Department found that Brinken had pornographic images, some of which show children as young as 1 to 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. For example, police said, then it's got the email address, Brinken provided graphic commentary on the photos of intellectual adult child sex. Comments included, "I loved especially the little black expletive. 2-year-old getting nailed. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde blank is going to get." Of another one, he said, "White power, white supremacy, white blank rules." This is a homosexual icon, Larry Brinken. We have Dan Savage, who said he wished that all of his political opposition was dragged behind a pickup truck until there was nothing left but the rope. By the way, that is hate crimes legislation. In other words, he would be thrown in jail for hate crimes for what he just said. Okay. He's also the guy that licks door handles to make sure that his opposition gets sick. He's the guy that said he thinks of blanking Rick Santorum. Friends, this is the mentality. These people belong behind bars, to say the least. This is why it was illegal in every state up until 1961, a mental illness till 1973. Attorney Aaron Bibber in Minnesota was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Why? Bibber admitted being that he raped a 15-year-old boy who one prosecutor said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Good for the law there. Captain William Jacobs in Minnesota is now serving 18 years. They found 140,000 images of child pornography in his house. Captain of the police. Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police says 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were the victims of homosexuals.
Is that in a year? 30,000 in 1 year?
It just says, I don't know. I better keep it within the confines of what I have in front of me. Because homosexuals can't reproduce naturally, they resort to recruiting children. Homosexuals can be heard chanting, 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit. Folks, this is why the homosexuals attack. This is why they're attacking. 73% of all homosexuals have had sex with boys under 19 years old. Matter of fact, if you look at Harvey Milk, he was one. His minor homosexual that he was violating the laws there as well. The homosexual icon Harvey Milk, his lover who was a minor committed suicide, and then at length he was shot and killed. By the way, just so everybody knows, Obama spends $350 million on sexual indoctrination classes for children.
Is this during the time?
This was just a couple days ago.
I was going to say, during the time of an economic crisis. We've
created
got enough
crisis.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. Yeah. Created. We have enough money. We have $350 million to be able to put into child sex education. On top of that, if you look at the people in this cabinet, the sexual deviant criminals and predators around this cabinet.
Yes.
But we've got enough money. We've got enough money. We can't do tours in the White House. Listen to the priorities here, but we can sexualize our children.
No. I don't even want to talk that way. No. Absolutely.
No, I'm saying that's what his thought process is.
This is nothing less than criminal.
That's right.
And friends,
How many different ways do you say it? I mean, when I came in this morning and we talked about, it wasn't this, I think this is good, a couple days old here, this $350 million. But when we talked about the fact in California, that is exactly what they're doing. They try to protect sexual deviancy by creating laws. When you allow criminals to get a hold of the law, what do you think that's going to happen to the law? The law becomes perverted. I'm talking about in the eyes of men, which is essentially policy. Then you have, over here in the very beginning, you have people like Bill O'Reilly that so-called represent the conservative cause, which they don't at all.
No.
Saying that you can't make a reference to the Bible.
If I'm right, he was busted for a sexual phone scandal operation.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Can you double check on that for me, please?
But the fact is that he won't even stand in the public eye. Of course not. Why would he? Because the agenda continues to go on. Until you reference what we have referenced before, wicked is not going to get good because you hug them.
God is on his throne.
And cover your ears and say, Jesus on his throne, we're going to pray for them. You have to deal with them.
Let's talk about that really quick. God is on his throne.
Yes. Why?
What's the church for, friends? Is God on the throne? Is it God's will that little children are becoming a prey to less than 1.7% of the population and the rest, do the math, friends, and the rest of the people stand by and allow it? Is that God's will? No. Or is it the 78% that should respond to what God's commandments command them to do?
Hello.
I mean, we would still have 57 million babies in our country had they obeyed God, right? When he said, thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
And common sense comes into play.
It's just like a king. A king doesn't go and, for instance, liberate a country. A king has armies for that purpose. If God is on his throne, he's like the king on his throne. He empowers his armies to do what? To bear his biddings, to do his judgments. That's our job. There's no pointing the finger at God and saying he's on his throne. He's going to do it. He looks to us to do it. When we don't, it's just like the old adage, if the bed that you make is the bed that you sleep in, so you better keep it clean. It's no different with the laws of nations, the international laws of nations that God has given to us.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't tell you that Dan Savage, mm-hmm. this radical, he actually wrote a book called Skipping Towards Gomorrah.
He knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, come on.
Gosh.
He uses the very city.
Wow.
But yet he slams in the Bible, yet he uses the very city in the Bible. They know exactly what they're doing.
The seven deadly sins in the pursuit of happiness in America.
What happens when
to this stuff, friends.
What happens when you don't reference the Bible in the discussion? I don't want to call it the debate.
This is why people are in jail.
That's right.
This is the
clearly,
this, totally.
And it gets better as the project that he's doing. And guess who's tied to that? Obama,
of course,
and Dan Savage.
He handpicked Dan Savage and Kevin Jennings.
That's right.
Yeah,
birds of a feather.
And Kevin Jennings, the Safe Schools are. He's the guy that wrote the foreword to the book called "Queering the Elementary."
Yep.
And so what is this about, friends? I thought this was about love and tolerance.
Who appointed Von Walker in California, the federal justice?
And he basically recused himself by saving face before he got moved out because people were rising up.
But he was the one who... See, here's the thing, okay? So they go do the bad things and then they resign. Oh, good, they're dealt with. No, they took a step forward.
Yeah.
That's all they were meant to do.
Well, they're trying to get through what they can get through while Obama is using them as a political battery. Ram, and they're saying, finally, we have our man. But what they don't realize is he's hanging them, too.
That's right.
Literally, friends. He's an enemy to this country. America knows it. This is treason. There's nothing less. The man's been appointed to destroy. And when you look in Scripture, I just read Deuteronomy 28 yesterday. Folks, this is judgment. You are in it. And I'm telling you what, they're not going after the kids, friends, in Jesus' name. No way. Heather, go ahead and highlight that, if you would, please.
Yeah, the sequester cut, in the middle of the sequester cut, Obama spends $350 million on sexual indoctrination classes for children. And this article...
Who's behind that? Isn't that Planned Parenthood that's behind that?
That it would be, yes. Obamacare funnels $75 million every year into what's called personal responsibility education program.
Which goes into Planned Parenthood, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. See what they're doing, friends? Mm-hmm. They're just circumventing the law.
Right.
And what they're doing, they're naming it in such a Planned Parenthood. Yes. Just think about that. The
exactly.
most merciful thing you can do is kill one of your own children.
That's how you plan. That's right.
The original name was American Birth Control League, I believe.
Yeah. So you got to change the name.
Alternative lifestyles. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, alternative lifestyles. No, that means gay sex, period. That's
right.
What it means.
Finish it, please.
So it says that it's the funding will be used only for Planned Parenthood-style comprehensive sex education programs where no type of sex is wrong, and the only sexual behavior Planned Parenthood considers unsafe is becoming pregnant.
Yeah. No. And by the way, that's what they're working towards.
Yes.
So they can have the child killed, so they can make billions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people.
And they're
doing this in the face of the American people.
Yep. And if you remember, a few weeks back we had Carol Everett on our show who said that Planned Parenthood grooms children in that kind of deviancy, even to downward toddlers.
Let's stop really quick, folks. We're not talking about somebody else's kids. We're talking about your kids.
Right in your community.
We
right
are
in
talking
your schools.
About them aiming and zeroing in on your children. And they're doing this, and they're asking for permission from this corrupt administration to do it and say that if you speak out against them, you can't do that because the law's on our side. Folks, the law will never be on their side.
Right.
We are called to overcome evil with good, not the other way around.
Right.
You are dealing with tyranny, friends. America, listen carefully. You are in it, and enough is enough. You are in it.
You have, and it's acceptable to scream and yell at a football game this weekend. Folks, screaming and yelling about truth is the only thing that's going to stop this. And I'm not going to stop screaming and yelling. I know you're not going to stop screaming and yelling, but we're going to put action to it, too. It's not an issue of just speaking to it and hoping it's going to go away. It's an issue of, yes, praying for it, but putting your boots on the ground and smashing this crap and smashing the head before it starts and pointing it out. That's what our founders did. That's how liberty comes. It doesn't come any other way.
Yeah. Well, there's no place where there's liberty where there is not law. Law,
right.
Friends.
Or a fight.
Of course.
Protect it.
Without liberty, law loses its nature and its name and becomes oppression.
That's right.
Without law, liberty also loses its nature and its name and becomes licentiousness.
Perfect.
That's exactly right. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. By the way, SNL tomorrow, Victoria Jackson.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.